I invite you to turn to Psalm 114. Psalm 114 is our psalm of the month for the month of March. Listen as I read it. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah became his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like rams, the little hills like lambs. What ails you, O sea, that you fled? O Jordan, that you turned back? O mountains, that you skipped like rams? O little hills like lambs? Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a fountain of waters. Psalm 114 is a psalm that remembers the deliverance that God brought Israel out of their slavery from Egypt. It's a deliverance that can be thought of as something of a foreshadowing of God's deliverance of all of His children. A deliverance that we have from the bondage of sin and slavery to Satan. So while you sing this psalm, I would encourage you to remember God's mighty acts not just in Israel and Egypt, but to also remember how God has delivered you from the chains of sin and death. The psalm chooses four special accounts or four special acts of God in delivering the Israelites from Egypt that I'll identify for you. First of all, it says that the sea fled. I hope the children especially will relate to this psalm because it uses such poetic language to describe what happened when God brought Israel out of Egypt. We know it as the parting of the Red Sea. Here the psalmist says that the sea fled away. It parted so that the Israelites could cross through. It also says that the Jordan River turned back. At the end of their exodus, God brought his people into the promised land by holding back the waters of the Jordan so they could cross over on dry land. Then it says that the mountains and hills trembled, that they skipped like rams and jumped around like little lambs. Again, very poetic and very picturesque language to describe an earthquake. It was the earthquake that happened when the children of Israel came to Mount Sinai, where God had said, "Come here to worship me." The presence of the Lord descended on Mount Sinai, and the mountain shook. A mountain shaking. The presence of the Lord. The fourth element that the psalmist turns your attention to is that says that God turned the rock into a pool of water and the flint into a fountain. You should remember that on two occasions that God gave water to the children of Israel by making it come out of a rock. He miraculously provided for them. Those four different things, the Israelites made very careful to remember them. In fact, in my personal devotions this last week, I was reading about how the children of Israel crossed over the Jordan River. And God told them to take rocks out of the middle of the river to remind them so that they would remember that God was the one who brought them into the promised land. I wanted you to recognize those four things and just explain them. Let me take another step here. There are three ways that this psalm points you to Jesus. First of all, I just said that God made water come from a rock. In Exodus, God provided life-giving water from a literal rock. In 1 Corinthians 10, Paul says that rock was Jesus Christ. It was a rock that was struck, symbolizing how God would strike Jesus with his eternal wrath and the judgment that we deserve for our sins. In striking the rock, there was a provision of life, though. And in Jesus Christ, when he was struck on the cross, God provided life for us. Thus it says in verses 1 and 2 that Israel came to be God's dominion, his sanctuary, a place where God chose to dwell. Earlier in Deuteronomy, God says, I will dwell in your midst, making Israel my sanctuary. This is picked up by John in his first chapter when he says that Jesus, the eternal Word of God, became flesh and dwelt among us. And he continues to do so by the Holy Spirit. That's the second way that this points you to Jesus, that God makes his dwelling place among us. And thirdly, and more broadly, we can say that Jesus has delivered you in an incredible way. You might think that the parting of the Red Sea and a mountain quaking at the presence of the Lord would be incredible to witness. But what you have been granted to see and what you have experienced is even more incredible. You who have been dead in sin have been made alive in Christ. God has turned back, so to speak, the sea of sin in your heart. He has changed a heart of stone into a heart of flesh. That deliverance is even more remarkable than the physical deliverance that Israel had. As I said, the Israelites made sure to remember these mighty acts of God's deliverance. Over and over again, through the year and through the years, they would remark about these things. They would, as Psalm 145 says, they would tell over and over again of God's mighty deeds of deliverance. There's a reason for that. We tend to forget. And so this psalm prompts you to remember God's mighty acts of deliverance. Israel's example teaches you today to look forward to the ultimate deliverance at the coming of Jesus Christ. We anticipate something great, but we also celebrate something that we have right now. Just as the Israelites had redemption from Egypt, so do you have redemption from your sin. Because of that, make it a point of remembering how God brought you out of unbelief to trust in Jesus. Make it a point to praise God for dwelling with you. Make it a point to remember all of his goodness to you. Finally, remember and rejoice over the saving power of God that he used to save you. We'll be doing that today and in the days that follow by singing Psalm 114, remembering what God has done for us. I invite you to turn to it in your Psalters then. We'll be using the A selection of Psalm 114. Psalm 114a, please stand to sing. That would be good, yeah. Danny's going to hum through the tune since it might be a new tune for you.